Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, September 14th, 2018. Welcome to day 603. Paul Manafort pleaded guilty to conspiracy and agreed to fully cooperate with Robert Mueller. While the details about what kind of information Manafort agreed to provide the special counsel remain unclear, a judge asked Manafort, "You understand that you're agreeing to cooperate fully and truly in the agreement," to which Manafort replied, "I do." Manafort also agreed to forfeit multiple properties and bank accounts, participate in interviews, provide documents, and testify. The New York Times says Jared Kushner defended the eviction of the Palestinian Liberation Organization from its Washington offices by insisting that punishing Palestinians would not affect the chances of a peace agreement between Israel and Palestine. Quote, "There were too many false realities that were created, that people worship, that I think needed to be changed," Kushner said during an interview. "All we're doing is dealing with the things as we see them and not being scared out of doing the right thing. I think, as a result, you have a much higher chance of actually achieving a real peace," end quote. Meanwhile, the secret letter about Brett Kavanaugh that Senator Feinstein shared with federal investigators yesterday charges that a teenage Kavanaugh and a male friend trapped a teenage girl in a bedroom during a party and tried to assault her. According to the letter, Kavanaugh had been drinking at a party when he and his friend took the girl into a bedroom. Kavanaugh allegedly got on top of the girl and put his hand over her mouth as the music was turned up. The woman was reportedly able to exit the room before anything else happened. Kavanaugh has denied the allegation, saying, quote, "I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time," end quote. And finally, retired Admiral Bill McRaven resigned from the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Board late last month, days after criticizing Trump for revoking John Brennan's security clearance. Quote, "I can confirm that Admiral retired William H. McRaven resigned from the Defense Innovation Board effective August 20, 2018, said a Pentagon spokesperson. The department appreciates his service and contribution on the board," end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Governor Andrew Cuomo defeated Cynthia Nixon and clinched the New York Democratic gubernatorial nomination by a margin of 30 percentage points. Cuomo spent nearly $25 million to defeat Nixon in the New York primary. 2. New York voters voted against 6 of the 8 incumbent Democratic state senators. The incumbents outspent their challengers several times over during the race. And 3. Bob Woodward says he'll release audio tapes of his interviews if sources ask him to. Woodward says he has boxes of recordings and documents that prove how thorough he was with the sourcing for his book. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.